Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready? Say
everyone doing this evening? I want to say Alapia to my old-time friends and Habarigani to those new friends. What's up? Thank you for joining this segment of the show, we're now embarking on the principles of the initiate. And this is the stage of the spiritual mastery. We are now talking about the divine intelligence, which will focus in on depth, which is sector of the Kemetic teaching, ladies and gentlemen. What is occurring here is the initiate dies to the things of the world, not necessarily a physical death, but dying to the things of this world in order to enter into a heavenly place. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have to kill off the lower half of our extremities, which is our physical, and allow it to advance itself up to the spiritual, which is the supernatural being. We'll be talking about that. We're also going to talk a little bit about that heroic Heru. Yesterday with our speaker, we spoke somewhat on the topic, but not in depth. So this time around, we are going to get involved in some conversation. We'd like to thank you for joining us this evening, and we'd like to encourage you to lock in those call numbers, 646-478-0270. We'd like to have you lock that dial in and keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there, as they say on Harambe. Harambe, we'd like to send three shouts out in the atmosphere to Harambe radio station. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our neighboring radio station that works very hard to serve the people. We want to say Harambe to them. Harambe, Harambe. How you doing, Delani? I'm in. I hope you're keeping up the good work. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. And you know that we have to do house cleaning. We have to take a little time out to prepare ourselves for our ritual and also getting purified. So stay tuned for station identification as we get those Kwanzaa kids out here to spell Kwanzaa out for you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to another station identification with Cool J Chajalia. We're now getting ready for the day after Christmas. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. December 26th starts the first day of Kwanzaa. You want to get those gifts wrapped, or you want to make those creative gifts and get ready for Kwanzaa. It's on its way. It's coming. It's coming. Stay tuned for station identification with Cool J Chajalia.
So as we end-
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, why do you and I have to daily die? We have to die to our lower extremities, kill off the old man to take on a new spiritual, untouchable, immortal new man. So as you daily die and kill off the old man, you are going from glory to glory. Hopefully you will enter into the gates of heaven. That's where we're going to take you today. Join with us as we get ready for the purification. We're going to see if we can get permission to speak by the elder. Elder, do we have permission to speak today?
Yes, you have permission to speak today.
Thank you very much. We're going to ask for a prayer from our elder today. She hasn't been on her job for a while, but we're going to bring her back into the scheme of things. Elder, we give us a prayer.
Father in heaven, we come with our heads and our hearts to thank you for the many blessings that you have brought upon us. And Father, as the day goes forward, and as our program goes forward, and our listeners listen, help us to take in the knowledge, and help us to apply it to ourselves, and help us to share with them. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen, Elder. We know the Elder always prayer to give us. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. We are now ready to enter into the holiest of holies. As we enter into the holiest of holies, you can get that list for ancestors' names out and begin to call out their names. I'm going to go and have Father purify me. I want to keep God's purification ready. Father's purification ready.
Purification ready.
Okay, let the commencement of begin. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the south. I pour libations to the east. And I pour libations to the north. Baba, is the purification complete?
Purification is complete.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know we cannot enter into the holiest of holies with faith. We must make sure that we've been purified. The purification is now complete. As you stand to your feet, we are now ready to go into the talking chair. We ask that you take out those names, lay them aside, because now is the time to go into meditation. As you quiet yourself for this occasion, taking deep breaths in and out, breathing in the oxygen of the positive forces, exhaling the negative forces, allowing God to permeate your atmosphere, allowing God to minister to you and your continent. Taking deep breaths now, in and out. The only known word of all names that is known to God is ah. As we take the deep breath, saying ah, breathing in and out, breathing in the consciousness of God, exhaling the negative, deteriorative, immortal atmosphere, and putting your continence in the atmosphere of vibration permeate your body. Taking the deep breaths in and out. Meditate with me. I'll synchronize my vital signs to yours as we breathe with synchronicity. Meditation is where we hear from our higher self, quieting yourself so that the Almighty can speak to you and through you, so that your continence will begin to know the things of God. Get the ear of the King by allowing him to minister to you at this time. Pause with me as I take deep breaths once again. Let's synchronize our vital signs, breathing in and breathing out. Exhaling in the breath of God, the essence of God, the kindness of God, the loving permeations of God, the foundations of God. Breathing in, I say, exhaling out the evil spells, the evilness in our bodies, exhaling out misunderstanding, exhaling out confusion, enjoying all that is good to us. We ask the Creator to speak to us and through us at this very moment. Let us quiet ourselves as we meditate. Now call on your ancestors. Light a candle for your family, your mother's side of the people, and your father. I light a candle for my mother's side of the family, calling on their names. I place a glass of water so that their thirst can be quenched. I call on the names of my ancestors on my father's side. I light a candle for those ancestors on my father's side. And I also place a glass of water before them so their thirst will be quenched. I call on the name of Robert Jenkins, and I say, Ashe. I call on the name of Clara Mae Jenkins, and I say, Ashe. I call on the name of Eugene Dickens, Ashe. I call on the name of Eugene Lilly, Ashe. I call on the name of Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I call on the name of Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. I call Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Tommy Jr. Harvey, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Nishal Lilly, Ashe. I call on the name of Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. I call on the name of Ludell Dame, Ashe. Louise Lord, Ashe. I call on Lucille Day, Ashe. Emmanuel Day, Ashe. Elijah Day, Ashe. Avery Day, Ashe. I call on the name of Michelle Harvey, Ashe. I call on Ethel Lee Pope, Ashe. Isa Lily, Ashe. Bessie Lily, Ashe. Nisha Lily, Ashe. I say, so be it. So let it be done. We call on these Africans' names that we may stand on their shoulders, that they may allow us to come out front, because we know they're the sum total of why we came. We thank them for allowing us to stand on their shoulders so that we can continue the progress that they started. We thank you for the opportunity, ancestors, to be in your presence. Will you please join us in the drum roll as we prepare to go into the sanctuary? Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet for the drum roll as we prepare to go into the sanctuary 2x2, 4x4, 6x6. Join in by holding your friend's hand and go into the sanctuary and be seated quickly. Sitting down because the ancestors are already there. We summoned them and they are accounted for and present. Quickly go into the sanctuary and sit down and prepare for the ceremony. Thank you. Go into the sanctuary, taking your seat quickly now. Ancestors, we thank you that you allowed us to be in your presence and that you're here with us as we begin to summon your call today. Take your seats quickly. We are now in the sanctuary. Take your seat. Children in the rear, elders in the front. Take your seat. Thank you very much for going on the talking tour with us this evening. We are now seated and ready to proceed. Ancestors, you are more than welcome. Thank you for joining us on this very special occasion. Now that we have come into the sanctuary and we are seated, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for going with us on that talking cure. I hope you called out your ancestors' names. And for the sake of time, we wanted to not call on the heroic friends and loved ones at this time, but we want to try to do an overview of the discussion on the heroic Heru. Yesterday, when we had our guest speaker, we touched upon Heru and heroic experiences. And what we mean by heroic experiences is that Heru in the Kemetic teaching was a hero. And for many, he literally tolled the bell. He was an advocate and taking responsibility for others, mankind. And we want you to understand that it was very necessary to make a decision to be a part of a 29-day initiation. And that's a heroic part that you're playing in this, just to be a part of this. And we do appreciate that. And we're going to talk a little bit about the stages of a spiritual mastery. And as I indicated to you yesterday, that whatever it is that you cannot do in the natural, whether it be to play basketball, to hit that three-pointer, to master that test, or to memorize the periodical chart, whatever it may be, ladies and gentlemen, through the art of meditating and going into a trance, you can take those things into meditation with you. You can begin to permeate your mind to think on those things and how you're going to master those things, and they will come to pass. Now, let me also stop for a minute because we haven't read anything about the Black Family Pledge, and we'll read a couple of verses from the Yoruba as well. The Black Family Pledge, because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling in perilous underground. Our children cannot hear us when we're crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering, our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world shouting, regard the loneliness. Therefore, we pledge on this day to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace the lowliest, to keep company with our loneliest, and to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, and to clothe our ragged, to do all manners and things that we can and more to keep our brothers and sisters upheld. We are our brothers and sisters, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of those who toil and employ God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation. We make this pledge here on this day, on the 1st of December, 2010. Ladies and gentlemen, we periodically do read our doctoral beliefs and what we believe here in this room. And as Africans, we have to periodically let you know that we are ancestors, communists, and that doesn't mean worshiping ancestors. That doesn't mean worshiping ancestors at all. It means to admonish them, to call their name, to allow them to come back, to reconnect with the family, and to let them know that we will always employ them and consult them for issues. Even if they are not physically present here, we can keep them present in the spirit, and that we are a family with them connected. Their vibrations will continue to assist us and aid us, and they cannot die. We know that reincarnation means that you cannot die. The spirit can only be regenerated. It cannot dissipate in the atmosphere, nor can it be recreated. So therefore, reincarnation is what we believe in. What the Yoruba believe in is that there is one supreme God. There is no devil except the devil or the evil spirit that you manifest. God has only one force, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the force of love. And out of that force of love, you can create evil. But there is no physical devil that comes out of the atmosphere that will come into the room unannounced, because God has not lent his ashe or his power to any other force. Only force that God has is the force of love. So therefore, when someone speaks to you about a devil, you let them know that Omi said, you cannot create a devil from love. God would not lend his ashe to the devil. There is no such thing as a devil with his own power. God has not empowered anyone else to have equal ashe like himself. Whereas if you can create evil out of good, when you speak of good, you've ordinarily spoken of evil. They exist in duality. There's no devil, I repeat again. Except for the days you were born and the days you are supposed to die, there's not a single event in one's life that cannot be forecast. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can predict and forecast all the events that will happen in your life. And if necessary, you can change them. And your spirit lives on after death. It does not die. The energy vibrates in you even when you are 6 feet under in the grave. It is your vibration that denotes your energy and your being, not your flesh. Your flesh will go back to dirt. And there's something called EMI that leaves the body, the rattling. And that rattling is the energy force that never dies. And the death can, you can be reincarnated through blood relatives, meaning you can come back through your bloodline as a child and be reincarnated. For you are born with a specific path. We all have a path in this world. We've all been called to a path. And divination serves as a roadmap for your path. The reason why we do divination is to give you a road path for your life and tell you what the end is going to be and what your calling is. Our ancestors exist and must be honored, ladies and gentlemen, and respected and consulted at all times. The Orishas are the forces of nature. They are not God. We acknowledge them as a being that represents God's essence. They are not something we worship. We acknowledge them and commune with them. And live, and the Orishas live within us and deal with the affairs of men and women. You must never serve, initiate harm to any human being or to the universe, for that matter, or nature, which you are a part of. You're a part of the owl, the coyote. You're part of the river, the lake. You're part of the streams. You're part of the jungle. You're part of the forest. You must connect with them. They are part of you. They have one essence, a part of the spirit and the physical and the mental and emotional realms of our existence must all work together to create a balance. The river must work with the stream. The stream must work with the lake, and the lake must work with the ocean. Just as you are not the ocean, but you are one drop of water, as that one drop of water creates the ocean. You are part of that ocean. So therefore, you have one essence. You sacrifice. Sacrifice will guarantee you success. Making a sacrifice in your life will guarantee you success. God inhabits our sacrifice. What the Yoruba will reject is as follows, that we're born into sin and that the Europeans civilized us. We do not believe that we were civilized by the Europeans. We're the oldest people here. We withstand the reasons that we would have been civilized by an African and not European. And we do not believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. I believe that Jesus Christ was a way sure and that he is one of the ways to God and that he was sent here for the Jewish people. However, we're African people. Where is our prophet? Does anyone in the audience know who their black prophet is? I'll tell you who he is. His name is Oromola. He is your black prophet. He was there at the inception of God when you were conceived. In your inception, he knew what your beginning was and your end. He is the one that can give you a forecast on your future. He is the one that you consult during your divination to find out your path and your destiny. What is your destiny? What is your destiny? Should be what is on your mind at all times. How do I find my destiny? And what purpose do I have here on this earth? You are not your own. You have not been called to serve yourself, but you were bought with a price. Therefore, you have a debt to pay, and that is to live upright and live righteous because you share a habitat with God. When you offend God by doing something wrong, remember he lives on the inside of you. You have to live with him, and you have to have remorse because he too shares your habitat, and you have to remember you are not your own. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to read you something else that the Yoruba believe, and this is a fitting time to give you a little insight about the Akan. The Akan, and this is the house that they build for the dead. The Aku, what do they say about him? They say the body is dead, but they keep living. They say the body has gone back to the earth, but the spirit just keeps moving. Ifa, yeye, Iba, yeye, Baba, Iba, Arum, Mojoba igungun, Mojoba igungun. As surely as Ia makes the wind to blow, and as surely as the storm brings change, all life cycles must transform. All things must rearrange. As surely as the ocean, we say the ocean runs deep, and Ikun, they walk again, and we say the dead do not sleep. If you don't take care of the dead, the ancestors, exactly how do you expect them to care for you? If you don't take care of the ancestors, then you are out there in this madness of the world, and then you just, exactly how do you think they will care for you? What are you going to do? Baba ye ye, Iba ye ye, Baba, Iba ye ye, Moju ba igungun, Moju iba igungun. Now we can go to our God, the Orisha. All of that is necessary. All of that is cool. But don't forget about the ancestors, lest you become a damn fool. It's just like my Elayosha said, you are an ancestor. Come back to walk again. So when you go to the ancestors, my sister and brother, it's with yourself that you begin. Now, I think that this is deep. I think that it is true, truly profound. And there's no time left for nonsense, no time for fooling around. They say we are the closest to the ancestors. They say that they want us to succeed. So I break to my knees in a heartbeat to ask for what I need. So we fall down to the ground, and we revere and honor the dead. Yes, it's time we say, yay, yay, Toby, Baba, Toby, just what do you want me to do? Iba yay, yay, Iba Baba, Olorun, Mojiba Igungun, Mojiba Igungun. They say honor and respect ancestors, all of those that have come before. They say build the dead a house and open up the door. They say honor and respect the shores of the home. They say honor those that survived the middle passage and their souls were left to roam. They say honor and respect the ancestors, starting with all those who cannot see, who pray on your behalf deep down in the middle of the night. Elevate all those strong spirits that never once gave up the fight. Iba ye ye, Iba Baba, Olorun, Mojiba Igungun, Mojiba Igungun. So we build the dead a house and dress it and bless it and shrine. We invite our people to the earth to come. And then we open up our minds. We light a candle for our mother people and our father's people too. Then we feed the heads of the ancestors faithfully. That's what we do. We have to do. We have to pray for Iwapelu, good character and good conduct, each and every day. And then we open the earth to command, and then we open up our minds. We light a candle for our mother people and our father's people too. And then we feed the dead faithfully. That's what we have to do. We pray for Iwapelu, good character and good conduct, each and every single day. Then we sit down and be quiet and listen to what the ancestors have to say. What the ancestors have to say. We sit down and be quiet and listen to what the ancestors have to say. We make a mask and a robe with every single day. Then we sit down and be quiet and listen to what they have to say. When the time comes, we make a mask and a robe with juju and beautiful clothes. We invite the dead to walk again. What a magnificent parade. What a magnificent parade. Iba ye ye, Iba Baba Arun, Mojiba Igungun, Mojiba Igun, Iba ye ye, Iba Baba Olorun, Mojiba Igungun, Mojiba Igungun, Iba ye ye, Iba Baba. Ladies and gentlemen, we must revere the ancestors. They're the closest thing to God. No one has had an opportunity to tap in to the realms of heaven. nor do they know if there is a place called heaven or not. But we know there is a hell because we've experienced it. So why not make our heaven down here on earth? Why not revere our ancestors being the closest thing to the spirit? Why not pay homage to them and acknowledge them? Is that too much to ask? We knew our mothers and fathers. We knew our relatives and uncles. But we don't know out there somewhere if there is a God or if there is a Jesus. So therefore, instead of waiting to set a plate or a table for Jesus to return, why not begin now to break to your knees to revere your ancestors who you did know, who you did sit with, and who you experienced? It is not so much to ask for you to revere somebody you once knew. It is not so much to ask you to revere the dead, because they can never die. Their frequency is what makes them alive. Their soul is what gives them the energy, not the body. The body has perished and gone back to dust. We know that. So we know them in the spirit, not in the flesh. So don't think it's strange or go smoking anyone because they are ancestral communals. It is the best thing and the best of yourself that you can revere. So revere that today and take pride and honor in consulting your ancestors. Speak to the dead. They're still alive. They can never leave you. They will reincarnate into your babies. When they come back, Uncle George comes back as a newborn baby. Guess what? It's the bloodline that they come through, and they can never die. Hold that in your spirit for a moment and sit and think on it. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for going with me to talk about our heritage. No matter what they say about the juju, or no matter what they say about the dead, you honor it because it's a part of your heritage. You didn't come here from a European ship. You came off the good ship Jesus, but you did come from other tribes. Find your tribes. Reconnect to them. Be a part of who you are. Once we find out who we are, we don't have to put our names on anything and claim it. Ancestors were not that vain that they had to claim everything that was created. As you know now, half of what was created in the ancient days came up out of Egypt, was our creation. Was our creation, I say. And I aim to name what was ours. Now, it's important that we know that we came from greatness. It's important that we know that we are part of the foundation, and we weren't a Johnny come lately, and we weren't civilized by Europeans. We're the oldest people on this earth. They don't know a time when we weren't here. Africans were always here. We are the mothers and fathers of civilization. We gave reasoning to the world, not Greek civilization, but African civilization. We have to set the record straight, Europeans. We have to talk about the wrong that was done to right it. And you're going to help us to tell the story because you're the literary writers of the world, and you're the ones that taught us about documenting and keeping everything noted. So as we tell the true story, then we can wake up as Africans and we can be healed again, and therefore the universe can be healed. Now, we're going to take you into heaven. Now, we've talked to you a little bit about what it means to be absent from the body and present in the spirit. To be absent from the body is not dead, ladies and gentlemen. Your being is your spirit, not your flesh. Now, in the Seker teaching that we're going to have for you today, Seker is the sign of death. Seker brings death in the reading to let you know that there is a dying or decaying going on. The body has to decay. It is made of a substance that must go back to where it came. Decay sets in when things have not been nurtured. As we feed the dead, they too must be nurtured. They too have desire for water to quench their thirst and a light to guide them. As we let the flesh die, we kill off the flesh. The more the flesh that we bring up under subjection, the more the spirit that goes forth. And eventually you go from glory to glory, perfecting, perfecting, until you look like spirit. God is pure spirit. That is why you cannot stand before God. He's pure, radiated spirit. You cannot stand before him. He will shatter you. Eventually you want to be so hard on the eyes yourself that when people come in your presence, They see the Shekinah glory all over you. That is what is meant when people say the Shekinah glory. You are supposed to exemplify a Christ-like person. A Christ-like person doesn't mean that you are Jesus. Jesus had ways, and he had iwapelu, good character, good conduct. Now, let's talk about sector. When death sets in, is that a bad thing? When we see death setting in, decaying setting in, is that a bad thing? Everything must change. Nothing and no one, as the songwriter says, stays the same. Decaying and changing is not all bad. We know that the canker worm has to be substance on the food chain for lower insects. We know that our bodies, too, will go back to dust and be food for the lower animals on the food chain as well. What I'm talking about is a spiritual death. There are some of us walking around here right now spiritually dead. There's some of us walking around here who are not at ourselves, and we are spiritually dead. The way you wake up the spiritual dead is you feed the spirit, and it will kill off the flesh. Yes, you want to kill off the flesh so it has no place in your life. You don't want to cater to the flesh. The flesh will fight you. The flesh wants its way. The flesh is aggressive. The flesh wants to be seen. The flesh wants to be out front. The flesh has an attitude because the flesh only wants you to acknowledge him. The spirit is a calm, laid-back atmosphere, patient, long-suffering. When you see someone acting out, it's their flesh acting out. You almost have to tell the unruly flesh to bring it up under subjection. Long-suffering is what we're looking for, ladies and gentlemen, that we may be patient, enduring, and accepting as much as we have to, and patience, knowing that God worketh patience through us. And the way you work patience is through long-suffering. If you have not gone through long-suffering, you have no patience. Now, the flesh dying every day is important. You must kill the flesh intentionally. Kill it. Don't give it what it wants. Tell it to shut up and tell it that it's not having its way. And you sometimes have to bring the flesh down. When your flesh rises up and your flesh wants to be involved with all manners of things that it shouldn't be doing, don't go saying the devil made me do it. As I told you before, God didn't create a force out there equal to himself and that was subject to himself to come against him. How does God look like fighting against himself? He created everything, so how is he going to let one devil rise up? Then there would be many devils rising up against him if he was that foolish to create a foe against himself. So let us understand that as we live every day, we kill off the flesh by creating more spirit in our life, us, so that we can experience a life of joy, a life that will be recompensable, where we can stand and have iwapelu, good character, good conduct. As we begin to take these 29 days to kill the flesh, ladies and gentlemen, to sacrifice the flesh, we begin to know the benefit of having spirit rise up in us. Your first mind is your right mind. Let your spirit prevail. Do not do the situation with Asar and Aset where Asar's brother decided of jealousy that he would chop his brother up. This is a metaphor, ladies and gentlemen. He physically didn't chop anybody up. It was Set having a fight with his flesh. Truly his spirit rose up and challenged the flesh. So it's an example given to us that we must fight the flesh every day and kill the flesh every day. But there's some people that let the flesh have their way. I know. They let the flesh show out. Their flesh keep rising up doing stupid things, and they keep saying, well, you know, I couldn't put down that cigarette. I couldn't stop drinking because I wanted it, and it's my business, and I'm doing what I want. You got to kill the flesh. Tell the flesh to shut up, that the spirit has to rise up, and the spirit is clean. Clean next thing to godliness. And I'm not talking about cleaning out your cupboards, cleaning out your floor. I mean cleanliness to cleanse out all that stupid, wicked thinking. Clean it out. As you clean it out, you don't go back to it anymore. You're a new being. You recycle yourself and transform yourself. And you die every day to the world. You die every day to the flesh. And if you are not dying every day to material things and the flesh, then you're not growing in grace and growing in spirit. As you grow in grace, every day you look like a different person. But you're not going to cater to the flesh. You're not going to give the flesh what it wants. You're not going to allow the flesh to be unruly. You're going to shut it up or shut it down. You got to be able to put it down. And the reason why I say that, ladies and gentlemen, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and places. The flesh that you're wrestling against is an institution and a principality. As we kill the old man, we die every day. Sector comes to visit us with that decay, that rotten smell of decay, knowing that there's something stinking, wicked stinking inside of us that we have to kill off every day. Sometimes we look at ourselves and don't like how we look and what we look like and what we become. Kill that spirit, I say. Bring it under subjection. Bring it down. Starve it to death if you have to. Don't feed it, but you have to feed the spirit. How do I feed the spirit, O Mi'ika, you say? By whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things be of a good report, think on those things. And if there's gossip, go against gossip. If there's someone pulling down a person, go against it. Don't travel down the wide road. Take the narrow road. If those people are a friend of the world, you are going to have to come out of the world. Do not be a part of the world. Do not be a part of the world because the world will kill you. The world doesn't love you. The world is not where we are. We are aliens. We are just aliens passing by. We're peculiar people. We're different. And it's okay to be different because this is not our home. We're just passing through. Now, we're talking about death. We're talking about sector, that decaying smell of sector. In a reading, sector can present itself, indicating that something in you is leaving, is dead, and you are going to manifest something new in your life. If you are going to take new wine and pour it into an old vessel, you're going to end up with something rotten. You've got to clean it out. Start all over again, and bring up the new. I know you don't want to give up the sagging pants. I know you don't want to change the short dress, but sometimes whatever offends us, we have to cut it off. If it offends our nation and our people, we have to cut it off. If it's not for the glory of God, we have to let it go. Now, remember, God resides on the inside of you. I'm not telling you to be sanctimoniously walking around holy, because he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. I'm saying you to be your brother's keeper, to live upright, and to love yourself, and to love your neighbor as yourself. You say, Omi, who is my neighbor? There's people that have moved away from me. I don't know who my neighbor is. Who is my neighbor? Your neighbor are the ones you come in contact with. Your neighbor are the ones that you interact with. It is so hard today for people to know who they should pay homage to. Respect all men. And in return, hopefully, you'll command their respect back. Give unto the poor as if you were giving unto yourself. And Jesus, like Jesus said, that when you deny that woman food, or when you deny that brother clothing, you deny me. You got to take this thing literally, people, and understand that we are an example of God. We are having an earthly experience so that God can know experience. People walk around here saying God can do everything. One thing God said he would not do, and that is to is to subject himself to the level of a man. That is why he have us, so that we can learn experience and he can know experience through us. Every experience you have, you must remember that you're knowing that experience through God. And if it's a bad experience, you've offended God. If it's a good experience, then God will give homage to you. But it is very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand that death does not have to come from a physical death. If you're dead in your spirit and you can't smile, you can't blush, you cannot look a person in the eye. If you're dead in your spirit and you're dying daily in your spirit, pick up your spirit. Inhalate and breathe life back into it, because you're not trying to die a natural death. People don't just die a natural death. You sin unto death. Most of the illness and sickness that comes upon us is because of our sin. If sin brings, your sin starts in the mind. Your sin starts in the mind, and as your sin starts in the mind, you begin to die. Because God will not allow you to entertain anything that's unholy and stay alive. You slowly die, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to show you how to get life everlasting and not death with sicker. Eventually, the physical body will go. You better believe that. There's nothing you can do on this earth to hold it here. It will have to go back to the grave. And eventually, that body will deteriorate over time. It was made that way. The decay of death will set in, but there is a spirit that resides in that body that cannot die. It is the energy and frequency that will live on. This is what we want to work on, mastering the spirit. Mastering the spirit. I want to speak to some of those young college students out there. While you're mastering your lesson in school, getting your degree, do it to the glory of God, and know that it is not just for you, but for your community. Your community will be risen up by you getting that degree. And Africans must remember that what we do unto our community. It is very important that the young people understand that clothing will not get you into heaven. Your attire, your aesthetics will not get you good grace with God. You must understand that we cannot be tied to the materialistic world. We have got to be tied to spirit, and we have got to be tied to good conduct and good character. That is what lives for us. That is what is going to carry us on. Now, as we begin to understand this thing about death, every day in walking out your salvation, ladies and gentlemen, walk out your salvation unto the point where you begin to go from glory to glory, and that when people see you, they see God all over your face. God does share a habitat with you. Therefore, when you see me, you should have seen the Father. That's what Jesus meant, because I and the Father are one. The work that I do it in the name of the Father, because you and the Father have a cooperative thing going on. Now, remember, you have an assigned God. That's your Ori. And I'm not talking about that purified God that is ratified, that will burn you up if he came down here. That God is never going to come down here to have any issues over the concerns of man. God has assigned you a Godhead that he's placed on you. Know this, ladies and gentlemen, because it's logical. He can't assign you a God because he's just that big and bad. He don't have to waste time spending time with each one of you individually. The man would be a schizophrenic if he was all over the nation spending time with everyone. You wouldn't even know. He wouldn't know one of you from the other. Think about it. Just use your common sense. He had to have assigned you a personal God to work with. Now, work with that personal God he has assigned you. Call him up. Meditate. Summons and call that God on your head and speak to him. He wants to hear from you. He's laying dormant. He's submerged underwater. Bring him up out of the water and talk to him. He's inside of you. He's your higher self. He's your third eye. You remember that first mind that told you, don't go over there? I wouldn't take that route. Stop it. Cut it out. Come away. Leave that girl alone. Don't mess with that man. That's your first mind. He's trying to get through, or she's trying to get through you. Wake up and talk to that significant person inside of you. Spend time meditating. and you'll summon that person. Spend time with yourself alone. I don't care if you're scared of the dark and being by yourself. Spend time with yourself to find out the higher self that God has assigned you. God is not going to come down from heaven to hold your hand. He's busy. He has things to do. When it comes to the issues of men, he's assigned a hierarchy to work with you. And know that you have your own personal God. You probably have met him once or twice or ran into him when you were doing something foolish, but call him up purposely because you're going to have to die one day and you have to make your transition. And when you make your transition, you want it to be well so that the spirit will still live. So what if you have to give the body up? You're going to have to give up all the material things anyway. See, don't store up your gifts where moths can get to it. It all has to go back. But the spirit man is the only thing that you can take count of that will live forever. The spirit man that will transition into higher heights and manifest itself in reincarnation. But the flesh ain't going nowhere but to the ground. I repeat, this dirty flesh, which was made from dirt, that God spit upon the ground and made man into a fashion being, is going to go back to dirt. The vibration is what you want to hold on to. The frequency. Send out the frequency now and hold on to that frequency because that's the only thing you're going to have left to hold on to. Ladies and gentlemen, God could take the sting out of death for you. As he takes the sting out of death for you, he shows you that you can live forever through spirit. But the flesh is not something you want to take likings to. And as we transition, the flesh will never make it into heaven. Only spirit will enter into heaven, not flesh and blood. Flesh and blood will deteriorate over time. Seker is the man that brings us death. When we do the reading with Seker, he shows us death of things in our life and shows us new beginnings. This is a new beginning for you. I'm giving you Seker. Die to the things of this world. Die to your lower extremities. Let it go. Die to those material things. Let it go. Die to your sexual organs that keeps you embodied in trouble where you can't control it. Die to those things. Take control. Have discipline. The first thing a man does is learn to discipline himself. Discipline yourself. Take heed, my son, that you should discipline yourself because one day your heart is going to have to be weighed, and this must be found as light as a feather. It must be weighed through Mayat. Mayat is going to have Seker bring in your heart to have your heart weighed. And if it is found wanting, you cannot enter into the holiest of holies. The death that was designed for you is a death that will take the spirit so that it will not live in a higher form. You want that spirit to live in a higher form. You don't want it to be dissipated along with the flesh. So as we begin to look at how we can kill the old man, every day we die a little. Every day we kill off a little bit of this materialistic habits that we have. If it's eating, kill it off. If it's desire for sex aggressively, kill it off. If it's smoking, kill it off. If it's drinking, kill it off. If it's I got to have this, I got to have that, I got to have all this, and it's glutton, kill it off. Anything we do in excessive is a sin. It's a sin against our very flesh, a sin against God. So we want to understand that now we have consciousness, we're awake. We're meditating, and we know. And when a man knows sin and performs it anyway or does something that he knows is sinful, he has nothing else to do but to accept the consequences. Now, as we go into this 21 days mastering ourselves, know that you won't be the same. You're going to be like a caterpillar transitioning yourself into a butterfly. It has to go through cycles, and the life of death is a cycle. As you change today, you're not going to be the same person next year. You'll kill off the spirit or you'll kill off the flesh. Which is it going to be? Will you kill the spirit and save the flesh, ultimately to see death, or will you kill off the flesh and the materialistic world and venture into a spiritual realm where you have higher and richer gratification. I believe you're going to stand up and reach for the spiritual substance. I believe that today. I'm counting on you and I'm pulling for you. I want to thank you for going all the way with Omi on this occasion, because we certainly are going to have to transform. Everything born must change, and there's nothing wrong with changing, ladies and gentlemen. As we change and make that journey up the tree of life, we go up the tree of life, and we know that it is important that we should change. Change with me. Change is good. And I want to say Odabo and Abarigani to you all. Gentlemen, I want you to know that we cannot do anything within our strength, our own strength, and everything that we do, we must call upon the Creator to aid and assist us. And I'm not asking you to do this alone, but with the power of faith, we can do all things through God who strengthens us. Ask God to enter into your life as you meditate and rely upon His strength and lean out upon your own understanding, and He will direct your path. It is the power of faith.
From the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in a heart that seems that our lives are falling apart?
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, in our own strength, we are nothing, but with the hope and the mercy of God's grace that he will lend us his ashe. And through his ashe, we can make that transition. We can make that change today, like Michael Jackson says, as we transition and metamorphosis from a caterpillar into a butterfly. We change every day, and we kill off the old man every day and bring the old man up under subjection. And as we do that, the Shekinah glory begins to shine all over us. And those that see us will know that we have spent time with God in higher places, and we'll get to know the mind of Christ. As we get to know the mind of Christ, because we know Christ was our eldest brother, he was a way shower. He was not the example, but one of the examples. And there are many examples, ladies and gentlemen, that come from the Buddhists, that comes from Islamic, that comes from the Hebrew. There are many examples. Search the earth high and low for those examples as you make your transition from death into life. We're going backwards now. We are dying off and bringing ourselves into light. Into the light is where we want to go. And out of death, we will create life. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you can do it. I know you can do it because I'm rooting for you. Don't let Seker scare you. If you see it in a reading, Seker is there to bring about change. Decay and death has to transition. And as we transition into higher heights, kill off the materialistic desires, kill off the fleshly desire, and go from glory to glory as you begin to find qualities in your life that you can hold on to, the things that are not changing all the time. We know that the flesh is forever changing and dying to decay. But in the spirit realm, hold on to those things, keeping your good character and your good conduct, knowing that it's your name that goes before you. Those are the things that I'm trying to get you to see. And as you begin to start your process of the stage of spiritual mastery, know that we're working on the principles of initiation. As we begin to give you the tools to work with, you can start the process of killing off the old man. If someone asks what you're doing, tell them, I'm killing off the old man. I'm dying to something so I can be born to something new. Be born to something new today, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to lock that dial in, 646-478-0270. You want to lock that dial in, ladies and gentlemen, so that you can come back here tomorrow, same time, same place, and we'll be ready to start a new topic on dealing with the principles of initiation. And I want to say baba booey to you, y'all. Have a good evening, and oh, da.